Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
That is Fresh Air coming up this afternoon at 3 o'clock right here on listener-supported 90.5 FM WCBE Columbus and 106.3 in Newark. We're happy to have the group Houndmouth joining us live today. Welcome, everyone.
Hello.
We'll talk about their brand new CD, From the Hills Below the City, and some of you may have seen them over at the LC when they opened up for the Alabama Shakes. Well, they're not in, they're passing through because they're headed over to the Newport Folk and Jazz Festival and making some radio stops on the way. We'll talk about that, the festival and all the other festivals and everything else that's going on with Houndmouth these days. And they're going to start us off with this first song. And what's the name of this one?
Penitentiary.
All right. Houndmouth, live from Studio A.
Frisco, I couldn't score a job, so I did the next best thing and I learned how to ride. I took that train to Houston, but I couldn't get away from the five and dime. About the time the constable would say, come on down to the penitentiary. Oh, mama, the law came crashing down on me.
Down on me.
excellent Houndmouth joining us live from Studio A, Katie, Matt, Zach, and Shane. And together we are here today listening to them perform live, but they're not playing in town tonight. They're headed to Philadelphia and a couple other maybe radio stops in between their set when they head over to the Newport Folk and Jazz Festival. A lot of bands that come through, if they've been or they haven't been, it's one of the picks of all the festivals out there to want to play. Is this the first time you guys are performing?
Absolutely,
at this
one? Yeah. And this is like, I know Katie's been to music festivals before, but before we started the band, like none of us had really been to music festivals. Okay. And so this is kind of an awesome experience.
Yeah. Well, you're going, you're playing a lot of them.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, a lot's going on quickly for you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
And this, the debut release, congratulations. And the title of it is kind of has to do with where you're from.
Exactly, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the title. It's From the Hills Below the City.
Yeah, it's we found that this painting down at my house where we practiced was my grandparents' old house, and it's actually titled that, As Seen from the Hills Below the City. So we really liked it, and it's actually a view from where I grew up.
Oh, cool.
It kind of represents New Albany and the being close to the Louisville
area.
The cover is the painting.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Well, we have like all our notes over it to what we're going to talk. Oh, cool.
So basically just stole everything.
Oh, nice.
Nothing original.
Well, the sound definitely is. And talk about the formation of the group back in a couple years now, right? In 2011, tell us about beginnings.
November of 2011, I think it was. We me and Katie have been playing music for quite a while, doing acoustic folk stuff. And Zach and I were in cover bands, Motown cover bands, blues stuff. Yeah, kind of doing those four-hour gigs on school nights, trying to get us comfortable on stage, you know.
Hey, that's good, you know.
Yeah.
Get your feet wet out there.
And then Shane, when did you come back from?
I came back right around July.
Yeah,
of from 2011. New York. Yeah, I was off studying, recording, and working an internship in New York, and I moved back home. And then Matt and I started playing together.
And it all kind of meshed.
Yeah, and he could record the EP, so that was very helpful.
Yes.
It's Houndmouth live from Studio A, and the title of the band's name stems from what?
Oh, it was just one of those things where we had a gig and we needed a band name, so you know, Houndmouth.
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah. It was an inside joke sort of thing that we had all been saying. Shane was recording at the greenhouse where we practice, and there were these dogs barking, and Shane, I guess, was kind of drunk, and he said, "Oh, we can't use these tracks. There's too much Houndmouth on these tracks." So.
There were
it
these
works.
Two dogs that lived next door, and they would howl all the time.
Ruining your
they'd get in there.
Mojo.
Michael and Beasley.
Yes.
Yeah, I believe.
It's Houndmouth. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're good. Okay. I didn't tell that story very well at all.
Close enough.
Houndmouth joining us.
To embellish.
Live from Studio A. They're going to play a couple more for us. And let's see, it's houndmouth.com is their website to check out where they're headed and all that good stuff. And unfortunately, not playing a show tonight. They're headed to Philadelphia for the World Cafe. And what's this next one you're going to do?
Casino.
Okay. Houndmouth joining us live from Studio A.
My government, so I looked into the other dimensions, and now they got me doing bad things. Poker chips, chains, and whips, they got me wearing red lipstick, and I can't trust no man of mine to watch the door while I do my lines. Yeah, they got me doing bad things. My friends inside my pockets, got my gin tucked in my purse. I keep my heart locked in gold so I don't ever get hurt. And I gamble till the
know God.
Holding hands and making plans, these types of things I can't understand. Put my trust in my cigarettes and make some calls to do the rest. Yeah, they got me doing bad things.
I got my friends inside my pockets, got my chin tucked in my purse. I keep my heart locked in gold so I don't ever get hurt. And I gamble till the lights of the casino are gone.
Live from Studio A from Houndmouth, and they're headed over to the Newport Folk and Jazz Festival in between a couple radio stops, and we're lucky to have them here with us today. And well, they're playing two nights at the festival, I believe, or afternoons, whatever the time slots may be. So you'll probably have some time to check out some of your favorites new artists.
I actually heard the Low Anthem was going to be there today, and I'm really looking forward to seeing them. Yeah,
a lot of people that have been, Old Crow Medicine Show, gosh, there's tons of folk acts along with the jazz acts. So congratulations. Have fun over there and on this new journey, and congratulations on this album. And you've done a couple TV shows already, too, with the Conan how could I forget David Letterman? Sheesh. So that was, what was that? Did you do Conan first?
We did Conan first, yeah.
And how did he treat you?
That was great. Yeah, it just like he is on TV. It's so cool, yeah.
Oh, good.
The green room was just stacked full of amps because he's really into music and stuff. You know, he has an album on Third Man Records. So, yeah, it was just the best experience.
We were there for like 8 hours. So we just sat
hanging
in the
green
room.
Had one of the interns take us out on a golf cart tour around
Warner Brothers
lot.
Sweet.
Which was awesome.
And what was the difference between the Letterman? Anything? Or is it?
It's kind of like the East Coast and West Coast mentality. It's like, you know, everybody's a bit stiff on the Letterman set.
The people working there were nice.
Yeah, that's true.
In case they're listening.
Yeah. Right.
Well, Houndmouth, thank you so much for being here today. And again, congratulations and good luck on this music journey that you
thank
got
you.
Going on here. You bet. What's this last one you're going to do?
Come on, Illinois.
All right. Thanks again.
Come on, Illinois. There's a fire in the city. We're making noise. You're burning bright and pretty. And it's a long way just to make it to the border. Jawbone in a box, a political action committee. Take what you know and throw it down the goddamn privy. It's a long way just to make it to the border. Bad girl, you
took your mother's lantern in, you dropped it in the farmhouse, and you burned down the city, oh, you pretty young girl. Well, you never had a chance. You built a house upon a drawbridge, you thought it would protect you, but the flames, they travel fast here, and they're coming out to get you, oh, you pretty young girl. Well, you never had a chance. Just to make it to the borderline. And it's a long way just to make it to the borderline.